the Roman Empire at just the wrong time. He got the Panzer captain's attention anyhow.
Theodosius! Well, well, no wonder you go by Theo.
No wonder at all, sir, Theo agreed.
You are a radio operator. You are familiar with the operation of the FU-5 radio set?
Yes, sir.
Theo knew he still sounded resigned. Every panzer in the Wehrmacht used the FU-5 except commander's vehicles, which carried the longer-range FU-10. If he was a panzer radio man, he'd damn well better know how to use the standard set. A pfennig's worth of thought was evidently too much to hope for. Then the captain got to the point.
Can you return to duty? A radio operator on a Panzer II is not required to do much with his left hand.
That was true, and then again it wasn't. A radio man didn't need to do much with his left hand to operate the radio. When it came to things like engine repairs or remounting a thrown track, though, Theo knew he could have said no. His hand was swathed in enough bandages to wrap a Christmas present, or maybe a mummy. He hesitated no more than a heartbeat.
As long as they give me a jar of those little white pills, sir, I'm good to go.
They will,
the captain said, with a glance toward the nurse that warned